Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of sinners. He is good. He is God. He saves sinners. He does not reject sinners. He saves sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And He will redeem and cleanse sinners. He'll place sinners into His own family. But what does He do before He places those sinners in His family? He cleanses them by His precious blood. You see, Christ died for our sins. He died, He rose again from the dead, and He paid the debt in full. Now there is therefore no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you are in Christ, then do not be looking for that condemnation that you were once delivered from to be bringing it back into your life. Reject those things forever. That's what salvation is. You're done with the world and sin forever. You're leaving it behind. You're laying all of these things aside, no more to embrace them. When you're done with sin, you're done with it. I would that it would be so easy as that for me to say, and then just to say, yes, thank you very much. I didn't know that. Now I'm done with it. Well, now that I've heard the instructions, I'm done with it. It doesn't work that way. Well, because we still are in this body, the old nature is ever with us, and we must be looking to the Lord for His help, for His strength, if we are to have power to live a life today to bring glory to the name of the Lord. Don't walk out on sin and then build your house next door to it. When you're done with sin, put as much distance between you and the old life as you can. Don't say, I want to keep it around as a monument to remind me of what it was like. No, you can continue to put things away from you that were once the slave, the shackles that once held you. You don't want to keep those things around, things that destroyed your family. There are many people who find themselves getting involved in illicit relationships, and they think that, well, we'll just be friends. No, you can't just be friends with someone with whom you've been in much sin and in the depths of sin with. You'll be dragged back into that matter. It's very important that you repent. You change your mind about the way you viewed the thing that enslaved you. Don't keep those things around. If you are a person that had a problem with pornography, make it more difficult for you to get involved or to lay hold of that. Don't have it on TV. Don't have a TV. Don't have a computer that will get you to where you can get these things or buy it. Because people think, oh, it's just a small matter, but I got that under control. No. There is no manageable level of sin. You can't say, I'm going to manage this very small sin account. It doesn't work that way. This is one account that will grow on its own. You don't have to make deposits to it. It will continue to grow and continue to bring destruction and lay hold of you, to the point that you are bound and defeated again. Reject it. Cast it out. Cancel that account. It's canceled by the blood of Christ. So why should you be trying to keep the account open for sin, to make deposits to it by thinking about it? Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask for the blessings of the Lord upon today's message. I plead the blood. I ask for Thy power to minister. And Lord, hear from heaven, I pray, and help, and give us that victory we need that is ours in Christ Jesus. These things we ask in Jesus' name, for His sake. Amen. Well, let's continue now looking at the last few verses of Genesis 24. The servant has gone and has found Rebekah for Isaac. The servant has left on nice terms, friendly terms. He's done all things well as far as leaving. And now he is returning to Abraham's land. And there as he comes in verse 62 of chapter 24, Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahai-roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And he is now coming out, and as he comes out of this area, he is on his way to meditate in the field at the eventide. Now the Lord knows why he was going out into the field. He was going to meditate. About what he was going to meditate, we do not know. He was going to meditate. And as one writer said, holy souls need time to meditate. We must pull away and think about the things of the Lord. We must pull away and be in quietness. You ever wake up in the night and cannot sleep? And you don't get frustrated, but rather you meditate on the things of the Lord. That has happened many times with me. And then there have been times when I have been awakened in the night and have tried to meditate, and it seemed as though I received some kind of sleeping pill that knocked me right back out. Then there are times when I wanted to meditate and did and spent much time. There were times when I felt I needed to go back to sleep. Couldn't go back to sleep, so I spent that time in the Lord. And you don't waste time when you spend time meditating. What do you mean, meditate, preacher? Well, have you memorized any scripture? Have you hidden God's word in your heart? Can you call back to memory other portions of scripture? Do you have a regular program for memorizing scripture? Learning God's word. And when you cannot read the word, then you are able to call back to memory those things that are given in the word. So if you are a person who loves the Lord, you delight in thinking about your Lord. You don't wait until on Sunday. You don't wait until problems come, but you delight and you are continually thinking about the things of the Lord. And when situations face you, you look to the Lord. You ask the Lord to help you. So it is a delightful thing to be walking and meditating and to be thinking about the Lord. Just last evening, my wife and I took a walk in the park. And I enjoy being with her, just walking and talking, looking around, talking about the smallest little things and about plans and about the children, the grandchildren, but then looking at what God has made and seeing the large trees and how that these things are growing. And my wife commented one of the times we came by a tree and she said, you know, it's amazing. One time that was just a little tiny little seed and look at it now, 50 years. You know, and she said, the Lord does this, doesn't he? It was a wonderful thought that God took time to grow a tree, and he takes time to care for me and you, for us. Do you come in contact with things and bring them before you as to see how God, the Lord, has worked? I pray that you will begin to do that. It'll make your day more meaningful. Don't forget about how the Lord works. Don't forget that God, the Lord, uses things and he teaches us about himself through the word. Meditate on what God, the Lord, has done. You see, the other side of meditation is prayer. We pray based upon what God has taught us from the word. When you meditate on the Lord and you meditate on his way and you meditate on his works, then you pray to him about what he has done and you seek his counsel. There are many who don't think about the Lord until troubles come and they wonder, can I get this prayer through? You know, You think of Enoch, who walked with the Lord in a wicked age in Genesis chapter 5. And he walked with the Lord, and he was not, for God took him. That's the way we are to be, walking with the Lord. When troubles come, we don't need to run and say, can I find him? Where can I find him? Oh, walk with him and you'll know where he is. Just turn and talk to him about whatever it is that's facing you. You've been meditating, and now it's time to pray, to talk to him. You see, when you pray, you're talking to the Lord. When you meditate, you're digesting his truths, and you're becoming stronger in the Lord. When you read his word, he's talking to you. When you look at what he has made, you are praising and offering a praise to him and rejoicing in him. Stand on an ocean shore and look out across the sea and think of how great our God is. Or stand on the ground one evening, cast your eyes toward the sky, meditating on how great God must be and how wonderful it is up there where those stars are and how wonderful it is here. But if we were on a planet that has no water and no food, we may delight in being on a planet of our own. But if there was no beauty like that is where the Lord placed us, you'd be eager to get back home. The Lord has placed us here. Meditate on what he has done and what he is doing. And we walk with the Lord, getting away from the noise of the day. Isaac walked in the field in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes after this or during this time, and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel, for she had said unto her servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "It's my master." Notice the servant still is humble. He didn't say, "Why, that's Isaac, my master's son." No, he said, "That is my master." He was a humble one. He again was willing to give another the glory. "That is my master." For he had gone out to get a wife for Isaac, and now he is returning with her. And after he said that, she took her veil and she covered her face. So she was willing now to present herself before the man who was to be her husband. She delighted in this very blessed moment of seeing her husband to be. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. So he gives a report. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So he now has a family of his own, a wife of his own, and help meet for him. The Lord worked this, answered the prayer of Abraham. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this example from thy word. We ask thee, O Lord, to bless us again today with these truths and help us to be better servants for thee, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville 29609.